Karen, as far as what's going on with the R. Kelly trial, were you surprised that the judge is allowing jurors who watch that documentary Surviving R. Kelly, that the judge says it's okay for them to be on the jury?
I really am. I mean, generally speaking, if a juror says, I can put aside all of my prejudices and do a fair job at this trial, the judge really does accept that. But if you watched R. Kelly, Surviving R. Kelly, it was just, you know, instance after instance, girl after girl, victim after victim, and it was so compelling, in my view, that I don't know how I could possibly revisit any of these facts when people are on the stand when I already saw this and absorbed it. So I think it's a really good issue for appeal, should there be a conviction, which I think there will be, and should there be an appeal, which I think there will be.
Opening statements today, what do you think we're going to hear from each side?
Well, the prosecution is going to lay out what the evidence is going to be. You're not supposed to make an argument. Everyone says they're opening arguments, but they're really opening statements. And the prosecution is just going to lay out one by one who's going to testify, what the evidence is going to be, and why this constitutes a crime. Of course, the defense is going to try to humanize R. Kelly, talk about his bad upbringing, talk about how he's a genius, talk about how he's surrounded by enablers and he didn't know, and probably make him look to be the victim. And then, of course, the evidence is probably, the evidence is going to have to bear out what those statements say.
R. Kelly's new lawyer is the woman who represented Bill Cosby, and she's been on your Sunday show, Karen. What do you think of her?
I really think she's a great lawyer. Well, first of all, she got Bill Cosby out of jail, so you got to give her a one big win there. She's extremely smart. She's just tenacious. She's very presentable, and you know what says I respect women more than having a female attorney sitting next to you in a child pornography case.
Right.
So I think it's a very good call. I think she's a good selection for him.
Let's talk about the Kobe Bryant lawsuit that Kobe's widow has brought, and she's suing the county where the helicopter crash happened over some accident scene photos. What is the obligation, Karen, of the police or fire department to keep those kinds of pictures confidential?
Interesting. When this happened, the county had a procedure and a protocol that if it was a crime scene, they had to be kept secret, but there was nothing that said anything about accident scenes. Now, they have changed that subsequently, and now people who take pictures at accident scenes who work for the county cannot disseminate them. But clearly, the argument is that these people were doing their jobs by taking the pictures because you need to know who's there and what happened, and there will be lawsuits, and there will be maybe even criminal charges brought. So they were doing their job by taking the photographs, but certainly by disseminating them to their friends at the bar or whatever they did, certainly improper. And it's really an interesting lawsuit because it's invasion of privacy, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and even civil rights actions brought by her. And, you know, this jury is going to really be sympathetic to this family.
And as everybody's been talking about, the Department of Justice is opposing the court release of the FBI Trump search warrant affidavit. What exactly is in that affidavit, Karen?
That affidavit is really what the prosecution is thinking. This is what they presented to the judge to get that warrant, and it had to set out what the probable cause were for all of the crimes that they believe were committed, and the judge actually accepted that those crimes were probably committed and that evidence was going to be at Mar-a-Lago. So it's going to be probably fact by fact of violation of the Espionage Act, meaning taking documents out, destroying them, top secret documents, and maybe even bigger picture about issues relating to January 6th. We just don't know, but I do know that what's in there is going to be very telling, and I doubt that this judge is going to allow this to be released. That would be yet another unprecedented thing going on with this matter.
And finally, it's back school time in college, and I know you have sort of a checklist for folks. Is getting renter's insurance at the top of the list, Karen?
That's one of them. I mean, if your kid is in a dorm, you're probably still, the child is probably still covered under your own policy. Interesting, your homeowner's policy. But that means two, you should probably still get another dorm policy that would cover computers and things like that that might be stolen or are damaged. But if you're living off campus, then you do need renter's insurance, and that's something that you really should do. Also, I always tell parents that, you know, kids live together in these big houses. Maybe you have eight kids living together, and one skips out on the rent or one damages something. So it's always good to have a cohabitation agreement, and it can be very simple, and you can probably pull one up online that says, you know, if the person damages the property, that person is going to be responsible, not everybody, because of course the landlord comes after all of the kids and gets a judgment against whoever can pay it. So I think those things are really important. I think, you know, just of course the issue of underage drinking, open containers, graffiti, and of course sexual assault. You got to really talk to your kids about how those issues, although they seem like minor things and everyone's doing it, it can end you up in so much trouble, and that just follows you for the rest of your life. So those are things you really need, and what to do if you're arrested, you know, mm-hmm. who to call and not to talk to the police. All of those things should be a conversation.
Good advice. More from Karen Conti on WGN Radio Sunday afternoon 3 until 5. Thank you, Karen. Have a good day.
You too, Bob.